is America. This used to be America.
It ain't no more, okay?
The Jimmy Z Show.
Hi, everybody. Jimmy Z here. I'm breaking with tradition today. I am drinking a Monster. Hey, now. Actually, I'm drinking what's left of a Monster that I started at the office. And it's pretty good. It's a Monster, Super Monster Energy Zero Ultra. Anyway, I'm trying a midweek thing here because I really don't want... I don't want to let this topic of Michael Sam being drafted into the NFL. I don't want to wait a week to talk about it, and I'm not going to do 5 minutes about it. So, and I don't want to talk about it on a daily commentary for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I want to do a show because I might end up talking about this for an hour. I am really pissed off. And I'm not pissed off because he's gay. I don't care that he's homosexual. I really don't. Let him be homosexual. Just shut up about it. We don't need to know. We don't need to know that you give either your boyfriend gives you or you give your boyfriend sphincter sex. I don't care. It's behind closed doors. I have some very close friends who are married. And I assume that every now and then they have sex with their wives. I know some women who are married, and I assume that every now and then they have sex with their husbands. I don't know what they do. I don't care what they do. That's their business. I don't care if straight friends of mine who are married are having anal sex. That's their business. They're having doggy style. They're having oral sex. All the different kinds of sex. I don't care if they get out a manual and they try out 15 different sexual positions in one night. That's their business. I don't want to know. And if I've got a friend who starts telling me about sexual stuff he does, I don't want to know. I stop him. That's your business. Shut up. Same thing about homosexuals. Shut up about it. Michael Sam, this is one of the things that somebody wrote on Facebook earlier today. And I'm going to read some of his comments, this guy named Mike. But one of the most important things that Mike said, or that Mike wrote, is that Michael Sam had been telling us over and 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 over again that he did not want to be the gay football player. He didn't want to be known as the homosexual who plays football. He wanted to be known as a football player, as an NFL football player on whatever team. Turns out it's the St. Louis Rams. Well, what's the first thing he does after he finds out he's on the team? He and his boyfriend have this big freaking smooch on TV. It becomes nothing but a homosexual, militant homosexual activist thing. It's not about none of this. It might have been at some point. And now that the Rams have drafted him, and if the Rams had just simply drafted him, and he threw his fists in the air and said, "Yeah, I made it," that would have been the end of it. But no, he's crying. He's sobbing like a baby. I don't know what this is about crying, because he's not the only guy who got drafted by the NFL and started crying. Crying. There's no crying in football. That's why I'm not in football. I'm too much of an emotional guy. And I'm too old by about 30 years. But the crying, I don't get the crying. Whatever happened to throwing your fists in the air and going, "Yeah, I made it, yeah!" Flexing muscles and all that crap. Oh, by the way, what is Michael Sam's boyfriend's favorite song?
Back, feel emotion, yeah. I'm gonna have to penalize you.
I tell you, that song has been completely turned upside down now. It means something altogether different. It used to be, back in the 70s, it was kind of a sexy, flirty song between a man and a woman. And now it's it means something completely different. Anyway, the NFL has given us a message. And they're saying, we don't care about your morals. We don't care about your values. We don't care about your principles. We don't care about what's right and wrong. And we don't care what fans of football think about all this stuff. They don't care. So that's fine. I'm not watching anymore. I can watch college football, which is less politicized, even though it is somewhat politicized. But I can watch college football, and then on Sunday I'm going to go bowling or start playing chess or something. This is ridiculous. So I guess what I want to do is read some articles. There's a lot to read here, and there's probably some audio I could dig up as well. Commentary from different people on television. But look, here's what's going to happen. This is going to be so big, I don't know if the Lambs can cut him even if he sucks. And he may very well suck. They're going to have to keep him for a couple of years until all this fury dies down. Until all of the activism goes somewhere else and starts supporting another homosexual cause. Because what you're going to have, I think, in late July, early August, is training camp open up. And all of the homosexual activists are going to be all over the Lambs. They're going to be carrying on about the Rams and the team and practice and training camp. And how is this guy doing? Is Michael Sam going to make the team? And then people are going to show up for the preseason games. And I'm telling you, homosexual activists are going to buy blocks and blocks and blocks of seats. And they're going to wear rainbow colors or whatever. They're going to make a big stink at the games. They're going to try and turn football into a gay sport. That's what the agenda is. One of the first articles I read was at the Wall Street Journal after Michael Sam was drafted by the Rams. And the article said this kiss on television was exactly what the owners of the football teams in the NFL did not want. Because the owners know that real football fans are not into any of this. They don't want any part of it. And it's not because football fans are anti-gay. I would say football fans in general, yeah, half and half. I'm sure many football fans don't care that Michael Sam is homosexual. What they don't like is having all of football revolving around this one story. You've got players drafted in the first round that got zero publicity, hardly any at all. And then Michael Sam comes along, who is too small to be on the defensive line and too slow to be in the backfield. So the Lambs come along and they draft Michael Sam 7 picks from the last pick from, I think, 265 players. He was number 249. All right. He was barely picked and he's gotten all of this publicity. And ESPN had the cameras rolling at the Michael Sam house, and he started crying, and his boyfriend put his arms around him over his back. So I stopped watching the YouTube video at that point because I'd seen enough, and then I find out later that they had a big kiss. And the announcers, I could play the audio for you, maybe I will. The announcers are carrying on about the raw emotion. Look at that, raw emotion. And I thought, well, why doesn't his boyfriend just drop his pants and stand behind him and give him the high hard one right there on TV? Why not? Why not? Because that's what this is all about. You might as well give it to him right there on TV. You know they want to. Because homosexuality, the militant homosexual movement, militant homosexual activism is all about forcing people to watch you be homosexual. And so Michael Sam was saying over and over and over again that, no, I don't want to be a homosexual football player. I just want to be a football player. But of course, now we know that was total bullcrap. Jeez. So, anyway. It's amazing. And they have ruined football for me. It's not about boycotting for me. I know a lot of people are talking about boycotting football. And I hope they are successful. But for me, it's not about participating in a boycott. It's about what the league has done. They have ruined the game for me. They have become, the National Football League has become homosexual activists. I still call them the Los Angeles Rams. It's the St. Louis Rams. They have become homosexual activists. They're playing a part in all of this. And so I could literally feel my appreciation for football disintegrating in my mind. And I love watching football. I love Sundays because you've got the early game and the afternoon game and the evening game. Three football games. And I don't watch all 3 hours of every game. I kind of move around and do different things and keep one eye on the football game. Not anymore. They've ruined it for me. Now it's all politicized. Now they're pushing a homosexual agenda. Now they're pushing immorality. Now they're shutting down people. They already slapped down one player who sent out a tweet, and I've got this article here. He sent out two tweets. One was OMG, oh my God, and the other was horrible. And he's already been fined. So the National Football League is telling players and coaches and staff members, don't you dare speak your mind. Don't say anything about how you feel about any of this, because the law of the land is we are pro-homosexual and we are going to make homosexuality a part of the National Football League. So screw you. And I'm giving him the finger. If this was, I would have to have a pixelization of my hand right now, because I'm looking at the NFL and I'm giving them the finger. F you. I'm not going to be a part of it, because this is simply too much. It's now about something far different than football. It's not simply about football. It's not about getting the players who can do the job the best and play football and win or lose and do well and make the playoffs. No, the NFL has an agenda now. And I've got some information from one of the guys on Facebook that might be true. And Mike is not a sports writer that I know, but, you know, his words, he sounds like he knows his stuff. So I'm going to talk about everything that I've been thinking since the NFL drafted Michael Sam. It's the Jimmy Z Show. I am Jimmy Z.
I'm Jimmy Z, and this is my show.
You've heard of HD radio, and you've heard of HD TV.
This is HDZ.
Impressive.
Jimmy?
I am invincible! Invincible! You're...
Oh! This hour of the Jimmy Z Show is also heard on...
The Planet Z Network, 405media.com, Red Talk Radio, Net Talk World, Ghost Fighter Radio, Red State Talk Radio, Pundit Press Radio, Talk Stream Live, KTFL 1620 AM, WMQL FM 105.5, Open Arms Ministry Radio, Automatic, WTSA Internet Radio, Calgary Nation Radio, and TalkSuperStation.com.
Jimmy Z.
Nationwide and around the world, Boss Talk Radio presents the Jimmy Z Show.
Hey, stop. What if I suck? Wouldn't that be embarrassing?
Hi, everybody.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Jimmy Z, the Big Jimmy Z Show, right here at thejimmyzshow.com. If you want to contact the show for any reason whatsoever, the email address is jz@thejimmyzshow.com. And if you want to call and record your comments for playback on the next day's show, that phone number is 714-905-9591. All right. Michael Sam. He is now... he's now been drafted into the National Football League by the Los Angeles... God, I did it again. See, the Rams have been a part of my life since I was a little kid. The St. Louis Rams. And, you know, he may not make the team. But I think the Rams are going to have a very difficult time cutting his ass because... the homosexual community and everyone who supports the LGBT activists would be truly inconsolable. I mean, you know, it's just going to be... it's going to be so freaking gay. All right, the first article I saw the day that Michael Sam was drafted was at the Chicago Tribune. And at first I thought it was the Chicago Bears who drafted Michael Sam, but really, that would make no sense. It almost has to be a team that is really bad, like the St. Louis Rams. It says here that Michael Sam might have made history in Chicago if he hadn't been drafted by the Rams on Saturday. The Bears would have pursued the Missouri linebacker as an undrafted free agent, according to general manager Phil Emery. And that's Emery speaking on Saturday night. You know, I guess they were clamoring for Michael Sam. I want you to hear some of this audio. You're not going to be able to see the crying and the kissing. But I want you to hear what the announcers are saying. Because sports announcers and sports writers and sports reporters are all big-time liberals, left-wingers, and they are fully in the tank for the homosexual activism. And you might wonder, like I did for a time, why are these sports writers and the announcers and all these sports people, why are they so pro-homosexual? And it's because they went to the same liberal universities and the same liberal colleges that... the liberal lawyers and the liberal news reporters and the liberal politicians, they all went to the same schools. So that's why these leftists are so excited and so pumped up to infuse American sports with homosexuality. This has been a big goal for a long time. And the reason it's happening now is because of that guy in the White House. Barack Obama is so pro-homosexual, he called Michael Sam to congratulate him for being drafted. Never mind that there are 248 other players who were drafted before him and are all probably better players than Michael Sam. No, for Obama, this is about being gay.
I want to congratulate you, Michael Sam, for taking it up the ass and being in the NFL.
Anyway, listen to the announcers gushing.
An openly gay man. Did it wreck the locker room? No. What it did was it helped them. The best seasons in Missouri history, 12 wins, yes. Which they had never had before. Okay, as we told you, this is the moment where Michael Sam got the news that he is going to be a member of the St. Louis Rams. There you see him on the phone, and there you see the raw emotion. We've seen this so many times, over and over again, for so many players.
You know, I realize that liberals and pro-homosexual people think that I'm being a bigot when I say this, but he cries like a homosexual. He doesn't even cry like a man. You know, I want to dig up some commentary here from a few people on YouTube. And they've got some videos here where homosexual activists are celebrating the big homosexual kiss for the NFL. And, you know, it's amazing. Now you've got all these homosexuals who are instant football fans and instant St. Louis Ass-Ram fans. And Reggie Bush says it's great. This is wonderful. I'm not going to play these. I don't want to hear this. Was Marshall Henderson just kidding with his homophobic tweets about Michael Sam's kiss? Who cares? You know what's amazing is that so many conservatives are afraid to voice their opinion. I'm talking about conservatives on television, commentary on television, because they're going to get hammered for having anything other than a celebratory thing to say. Here's a couple of good comments here. I'm not saying they're good comments, like I agree with them, but here's a couple of things probably worth listening to. A clip from ESPN and a clip from Brian Fisher, who is with the Family Research Council, I think? Can't remember. Anyway, first, ESPN.
Do I think, or maybe guess, that some NFL teams shied away from picking Michael Sam because they feared he would become a crusader on a weekly basis for gay rights and maybe a weekly distraction in their locker room for their players and coaches? Or did they think that maybe their locker room wasn't quite ready for Michael Sam? That's possible. I don't know that. So I'm just going to speak from what I felt as a football fan and a draft analyst. And you know how much I love analyzing the draft. I thought Michael Sam was a flat-out steal for the St. Louis Rams.
Okay, that's Skip Bayless on ESPN. I think that even if the Rams don't cut Michael Sam, you're not going to see great things on the football field, even if you're not. I'm not watching football. So those of you who continue to watch football, you're not going to see great things from Michael Sam. All right, now continuing with ESPN, this is Stephen A. Smith, an angry, liberal, black sports commentator, and he completely dismisses the facts that Michael Sam is too small to be on the defensive front line and he's not quick enough to be in the backfield.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm gonna have to penalize you.
Oh, man.
The fact of the matter is that it was a steal. The question is, why were the St. Louis Rams able to steal him? They were able to steal him because for all of this talk about tolerance and acceptance and all of this other stuff, clearly Michael Sam fell to the seventh round because he came out and told the world in February that he is a gay man. It is that simple.
Okay, first off, when is February? I've never heard of that month. Maybe there's 13 months. I don't know. I've never been aware that there's a month called February. What a knucklehead. But here's a very important point about what Stephen A. Smith just said. There have been articles written that said that if Michael Sam had not been drafted, the NFL would have been criticized by sports writers and liberals and homosexual activists for not being tolerant. Which, of course, is true, because here Michael Sam was drafted and it's not good enough. He wasn't drafted soon enough. And I think if he was drafted in the fourth or fifth round, this guy would be saying the same thing. Why wasn't he drafted in the first round? Why isn't he drafted in the second round? Because he announced that he was gay. And boy, oh boy, the people are not tolerant like they say they are. He should be embarrassed, this commentator, because he has allowed the homosexual deviants to begin using all of the civil rights struggle from the 50s and the 60s that his people, his African-American people, went through. And now he's allowing homosexuals to ride on those coattails.
There is no reason on earth why this man was not nabbed in the third or the fourth round, particularly when you consider the fact that you had guys from Marist and Concordia and Illinois State or Southern, I don't know. I mean, some of these schools I've never heard of in my life. I don't even know if they were D2, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and some of these schools didn't even have homosexual players. There's nothing more important in the NFL than drafting a homosexual player. And thank God the Rams did it in the seventh round. Otherwise, it would have been revealed that the NFL is completely intolerant. You know, one of the most amazing things, one of the most stunning comparisons that I've heard since all of this Michael Sam story began a few days ago, is that they said Tim Tebow was too controversial. We can't have a guy who is proud of his faith, who is outspoken about his faith, his simple belief in God, and his belief that he is saved, he has salvation through his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he actually said that was more offensive to the NFL. And it's not that it was more offensive, it was completely offensive to the National Football League. And yet, Michael Sam has sex with his boyfriend. Two men are having anal sex, and that, for the National Football League, is not offensive at all. Two men are kissing on television, celebrating their depravity. All right, and I'm talking about definitions that come from God, who designed the human race. He designed the human body. He designed sexual copulation. And so I tend to trust what God says. And the National Football League is celebrating this kind of depravity, this outright proud display of sin. The National Football League completely supports it. And so this is why it's not because one player is a homosexual. There are probably any number of homosexuals in the league. It's not because Michael Sam is a homosexual that I am losing my appeal, that the National Football League is losing its appeal for me. It's because the National Football League is fully embracing the sin of homosexuality. They are promoting the homosexual militant activist agenda. That's why I'm looking at football and it's completely changing before my eyes. Like I want nothing to do with it. And sure, maybe a bunch of homosexuals will start watching football on Sunday instead of interior decorating or going to the gym or going to a musical matinee. So anyway, what was I going to do here? I was going to read some of this that Mike wrote on Facebook. I want you to hear this. And there's actually two different comments. I'm going to read both of these because they both include a bunch of really interesting nuggets. The NFL players and coaches unions and lots of front office policy that the owners vote on is affected by one main source when it comes to liberal agendas and political correctness. This influence comes from the Rooney family, who owns the Pittsburgh Steelers. They started all the affirmative action rules for coaching interviews, the Black and Hispanic Heritage Month tributes, and the recent locker room professionalism focus. Rooney is a major Democratic contributor and actually appointed by Obama as ambassador to Ireland, and even initiated Obamacare sign-up booths at Steeler games last year. The Rooneys are the most powerful family in football. The other owners will never cross them. The NFL Network has a delicate balance of representation, half between the league, which is controlled by the commissioner and the owners, and the players, who are controlled by the union and not the other way around. It was obvious by the looks on the faces of those covering the draft on the NFL Network that the issue was being pushed by producers, and some of the personalities were very uncomfortable with it and kept suggesting that they stick to covering the draft and football and honor Michael Sam's wish to be referred to as an NFL football player, not a gay football player. ESPN, on the other hand, was full throttle in radical mode for the militant homosexual agenda. The same Democrat, Obama butt-loving tree huggers who control General Electric and MSNBC, also run NBC, Disney, and ESPN. The NFL Network actually used ESPN's live feed from the Michael Sam draft party when he got the call from the St. Louis Rams and started crying like a little girl. And I believe, as Jimmy Z said, the kiss at the end was definitely an in-your-face statement by the militant homosexual lobby. And I believe that this was done specifically for that reason. In your face. We're here, we are queer, get used to it. That whole attitude. They had no intention of sticking to the narrative of not identifying Michael Sam as the homosexual football player, unless it was used in a derogatory or less than beneficial angle for their agenda. As you watch, this sissy will be on Ellen, Oprah, and the usual lap of media appearances to be made into a gay rights icon. He is not talented enough to make the team and start to be a starting player, so I predict after a long training camp and preseason circus of reality TV and interviews, he will walk away to save face and write a book, which Oprah will help Oprah will help him sell to the millions of pitiful morons who watch her show. Okay, so that's the first bit that Mike wrote. The second is right here. I bet there's a lot of new Kansas City Chiefs fans in Missouri this week, huh? I can imagine many will now associate the word ram as a verb instead of a noun after this picture of the two men kissing, and be grossed out when they see the team logo. I could have gone the rest of my life without this image on TV when Michael Sam was drafted, and I'm glad my 7-year-old wasn't in the room. But this was a calculated, intentional PR move by the militant homosexual activists from the beginning. Although Sam had said very specifically that he did not want to be known as the homosexual football player, that's exactly the image he sought after being drafted. Having the cameras rolling at his draft party and staging the holding of hands, the hugging and kissing and crying with his butt buddy when he got the call from the Rams only proves it. It's got to be insulting for blacks for these idiots in the mainstream media to compare him to Rosa Parks and civil rights icons of the Martin Luther King era. As one black minister and friend of mine said when explaining why his ministry stopped supporting the MLK Day parade in Tulsa when it became infused with gay pride demonstrators, he said, "I'm not going to compare and share our experience and struggle with these people." Martin Luther King did not march for gay pride, and he sure didn't die for it. He was opposed to homosexuality, as the Bible teaches, and it's disgraceful that they are associating their behavior and agenda with his memorial. Being black is not a choice. Being a sexual deviant is a choice. And likewise, Christians should be upset as well. After all, this is the same team whose racist, witchcraft-practicing owner publicly criticized Christian quarterback Kurt Warner because he was spending more time in his Bible than he does in the playbook, quote unquote. And these same people who are celebrating this sissy story are the ones who described Christian quarterback Tim Tebow as controversial. Not only was Tebow criticized for being an outspoken pro-life Christian who was not afraid to be seen praying in public, but was also mocked because he discussed his sexuality in an interview, much like Michael Sam did. The difference? Tebow said he believes in waiting until marriage to have sex, and when asked, he proudly admitted to being a virgin. What a double standard by the Rams and the National Football League, and the mainstream media. I suspect many fans will be jumping ship. The Rams really dropped the soap on this one. That's a great line. All right, that's my friend Mike on Facebook. Great stuff, Mike. All right, I've got some other articles here I want to touch on. This is at the Wall Street Journal. And it's a good article. Michael Sam, the first openly homosexual player to ever enter the National Football League draft, was taken by the St. Louis Rams with the 249th pick of the draft on Saturday, proving precisely nothing about the state of homophobia in professional football. Only one thing can be said with certainty. By taking Sam with the eighth to last pick of the seven-round draft, the St. Louis Rams have saved the National Football League a small public relations nightmare. Had he not been drafted, many questions would have been asked, most of them uncomfortable. The big question is, did 31 other teams want to avoid the image that came after Sam was finally drafted when he kissed his boyfriend on live television? That's exactly it. Because it doesn't end here. It only becomes bigger now. The whole homosexual thing becomes huge. You know, I saw a commentary a few weeks ago on television about the NBA player who is homosexual. He's still on the team, but he's not playing. The only time he gets on the court is at the end of the game when somebody has a 25-point lead and he goes out on the court and runs up and down a couple of times before the end of the game. But these NFL teams, first of all, it's a very short season. 16 games to try and make the playoffs. They don't want to be part of a homosexual, militant activism crap going on all year long, which is going to be the case if he stays on the Los Angeles Rams. And it's better for the Rams because they're probably not going to make the playoffs anyway. So this gives the Rams all kinds of attention. But I still don't think Michael Sam is not going to amount to any kind of great football player, even if Stephen A. Smith or whatever his name was thinks that this guy was he should have gone in the third or fourth round because, boy, he's such a great player. He's not that great. Now, you had a player for the Miami Dolphins, Don Jones. And he's the guy who tweeted, OMG, oh my God, and horrible. That's all. and he was fined immediately by the Miami Dolphins. You will not, I should say this like a Nazi,
you will not speak out against the homosexuals, or we will cut you from the team.
Jeez. I mean, this is fascistic. And then you've got a article, a commentary at New Jersey Online. NFL Draft 2014. Michael Sam going undrafted would have been seen as homophobic. Michael Sam arguably would have been better off if the St. Louis Rams and every other team passed on the former University of Missouri defensive end as the NFL draft concluded at Radio City Music Hall on Saturday. The image of the league among gay rights supporters certainly wouldn't have been, former pro cornerback Wade Davis told NewJersey.com. Truthfully, it would have been seen as homophobic, said Davis, who came out of the closet after his pro football career ended and is an advisor to Michael Sam. Even the average football fan doesn't know the intricacies of the draft. They'll just see that he's homosexual and didn't get drafted. I'm grateful somebody took him. You see, for this guy, it's the same thing. It's not about him being a decent football player. It's about the fact that he's homosexual. Because this guy, Davis, is homosexual. And then, of course, like I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, President Obama congratulates the Rams and Michael Sam. On Saturday, former Missouri defensive end Michael Sam became the first openly homosexual, blah, blah, blah. On Sunday, President Barack Obama congratulated both the team and the player on the whole situation. A White House official told NBCNews.com, the president congratulates Michael Sam, the Rams, and the NFL for taking an important step forward in our nation's journey. From the playing field to the corporate boardroom, LGBT Americans prove every day that you should be judged by what you do and not who you are. Now, it's not about who they are. It's about forcing us to affirm and embrace and approve of their lifestyle. And then this writer at NBC Sports Online takes it from there. He's right. Obama is right. We are who we are. And people need to feel comfortable being who they are. The rest of us need to find a way to be comfortable with it. Michael Sam is comfortable being a homosexual. The Rams were comfortable with it. And the rest of us need to realize that and accept it. You know, I go to work. I show up at the office. And I'm not appearing as a heterosexual man. Hey, guess what? I like doing doggy style with girls. It's ridiculous. It's not supposed to be something that is a public proclamation about what your sexual choice is. And get this. This is again the writer at NBCSports.com. Acceptance, not tolerance. The term tolerance, now tolerance is not enough. The term tolerance implies that we don't accept it, but that we deal with it. The term acceptance means that there is no issue or hesitation or temptation to resist. You can't resist it. You must accept. You must be assimilated. Wow, that's quite a statement there. You must accept Michael Sam's homosexuality. You cannot simply tolerate it. That's not enough. You must accept it. Now they're moving away from tolerance. You see how it's never enough? It's never enough. It's going to continue. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until everyone accepts it. Everyone acknowledges that homosexuality is normal. Wow, this is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Acceptance is a lot easier than it seems. It's far simpler. This is, again, the writer at NBCSports.com. It's far simpler to not care about how someone else lives their life than it is to get all twisted in knots over something you can't change. Well, look, if that's the case, why is Michael Sam making a declaration? I am a homosexual man. Now draft me into the NFL. Then there's an article at Time Magazine by one of Michael Sam's close associates and supporters. He is Sid Ziegler. You might have heard Rush Limbaugh reading from this on his program. Sid Ziegler is the co-founder and editor of Outsports.com. So he's got an agenda. And he helped break the Michael Sam story earlier this year. The headline here at Time Magazine, Michael Sam risked everything, and we all won. We all won. All right? It's a victory for everyone. History will look back at today as the moment professional sports changed forever. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Rush Limbaugh, he predicted that the Rams cannot and will not cut Michael Sam. And he talks about Michael Sam coming out and making his announcement months ago. And he says that coming out after the draft was never a consideration. Michael wanted to be drafted by a team that wanted him for all that he is. Okay, so Michael Sam wanted to be drafted as a homosexual football player. All right? He was lying when he said that he did not want to be considered as a homosexual football player. That's exactly what he wanted. Listen again. Listen again. Coming out after the draft was never a consideration. Michael wanted to be drafted by a team that wanted him for all that he is, including being homosexual. He was not interested in hiding his sexual orientation, trying to keep it a secret from his future teammates, coaches, and front office. He wanted a team that would embrace him and his boyfriend. This is all about being a homosexual. One that wouldn't shy away from the fact that he is homosexual. It was all a big risk, but in sports, heroes are not made by running the ball up the middle on third and long and then punting. You don't win anything without risking something. Michael risked his career. Today, everyone won. This was not just a football decision. This was history in the making. The National Football League demonstrated that it is, in fact, a meritocracy. Despite the naysayers claiming that Michael would struggle to find a home because NFL teams did not want the distraction of a homosexual football player, his character, work ethic, and skill shone through. Boy, this guy is really pumped up on Michael Sam. The LGBT community won too. Many homosexual people were losing faith in the NFL during the draft as the number of selections remaining dwindled. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Some tweeted that they would be switching interests to the NBA, where the openly gay Jason Collins was welcomed by the Brooklyn Nets. So you see, for homosexuals, it's not about watching football games. It's about having a homosexual on the team. Yeah, well, I'll watch a football game if there's a homosexual on the team, but if there's no homosexual there, I'm going to sing some show tunes. This is ridiculous. Well, if there's no homosexual on a football team, then I guess I'm a basketball fan. Good grief. Holy mackerel. Let's see what else is here. History will look back at today, not the day he came out publicly, but today, as the moment professional sports changed forever. The National Football League, the biggest game in town, has drafted an openly homosexual football player. The bastion of masculinity in our culture just welcomed the kind of person many people believe is the antithesis of masculinity. Heck, New York Jets fans in Radio City Music Hall gave a standing ovation to a draft pick by the Lambs. And they don't even do that when the Jets announce their selections. You see, it's all about the NFL and their agenda to homosexualize the National Football League. This is much bigger than one homosexual player. You can see by the way this guy is writing his article and by the way the National Football League is behaving, the way that a guy who tweeted that he didn't like it got punished right away. This is not simply about drafting a talented football player. This is about the National Football League fully embracing and promoting homosexuality. And there's an article here at NBCSports.com. Rams coach Jeff Fisher made it clear that the Rams will not hesitate to cut Michael Sam if he doesn't earn his spot. Yeah, right. He had to say that because Rams fans, you've got to think a lot of Rams fans are really disappointed. And you've got to think that there are Rams players. They got to keep their mouth shut, but they've got to be thinking, oh, man, we're the homosexual team now. Just unbelievable. There is also an article at USA Today that says Missouri law may change because right now an individual can be refused employment because of their sexual orientation under current state law. So Democrat lawmakers are going to try and change that. And then finally, I almost forgot about this, but I've got some audio here of Brian Fisher talking about this on his radio show.
Now, my point is the NFL is conducting itself in a horribly irresponsible fashion here. They are showing absolutely no compassion for Michael Sam, no genuine compassion. It looks like compassion because they're showering him with favor, showering him with attention, showering him with praise. It all looks wonderful, but there is no genuine compassion here because they are celebrating something that could destroy Michael Sam's life. They know the kind of behavior that Michael Sam is engaged in. He had a big, wet, sloppy kiss with his gay lover right in front of the world and everybody. It was on the top of Drudge for hours yesterday. So everybody knows exactly the kind of behavior he is engaging in, and it is behavior that will destroy his life. And the NFL, rather than warning him, rather than cautioning him, rather than appealing to him for his sake to save his life, is indulging him. They're celebrating something that could wind up being extremely costly to Michael Sam and destroy his life. There is no compassion, I submit, in that whatsoever. NFL should be begging him to pursue reparative therapy in the hopes of saving his life.
Okay, well, look, that's great and everything, but the NFL is on a completely different planet than whether or not Michael Sam is engaging in healthy sexual activity. Okay, and finally, Deborah J.M. Smith. NFL goes full-blown homosexual agenda. Boycott the NFL. And she writes here that Miami Dolphins safety Don Jones was fined for posting OMG and horrible on Twitter in response to homosexual Michael Sam's crying and male kissing scene on national TV the other day. Jones was also forced to apologize and now has to attend a type of training class, indoctrination probably, on not speaking out against homosexuality. NFL players have now lost their free speech on the topic of homosexuality. The NFL views such opinions as inappropriate and unacceptable. And you know what? A lot of people are talking about values. And they're saying, like the Miami Dolphins have said, that this kind of criticism of homosexuality does not jibe with the Miami Dolphins' values. Values! It's the guy having sex with another man who has morals now. I'm Jimmy Z. We'll talk next time from the Left Coast. Bye-bye for now, everybody.
The Jimmy Z Show.